teaches Catechism, questions 51 through 60. Question 51. Which is the first commandment? Answer. The first commandment is, Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Question 52. What is required in the first commandment? Answer. The first commandment requires us to know and acknowledge God to be the only true God and our God, and to worship and glorify Him accordingly. Question 53. What is forbidden in the first commandment? Answer. The first commandment forbids the denying or not worshiping and glorifying the true God as God and our God, and the giving that worship and glory to any other which is due unto Him alone. Question 54. What are we especially taught by these words, before me, in the first commandment? Answer. These words, before me, in the first commandment, teach us that God, who sees all things, takes notice of and is much displeased with the sin of having any other God. Question 55. Which is the second commandment? Answer. The second commandment is, Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Question 56. What is required in the second commandment? Answer. The second commandment requires the receiving, observing, and keeping pure and entire all such religious worship and ordinances as God has appointed in His Word. Question 57. What is forbidden in the second commandment? Answer. The second commandment forbids the worshiping of God by images or any other way not appointed by His Word. Question 58. What are the reasons annexed to the second commandment? Answer. The reasons annexed to the second commandment are God's sovereignty over us, His propriety in us, and the zeal He has for His own worship. Question 59. Which is the third commandment? Answer. The third commandment is, Thou shalt not take the name of thy Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Question 60. What is required in the third commandment? Answer. The third commandment requires the holy and reverent use of God's names, titles, attributes, ordinances, words, and works.